Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yes, that life forms on the right page. Now that Mackey's back in town. Look out, old Mackey's back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes, sir. 202, McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Back in the overnights. Back where I belong, 2 to 5. 3 hours, 888-808-1019. I got you till the warm-up show. Shows up at 5 a.m. Fleegs on the other side taking your calls till then. And how come nobody told me? I was here last night. I did the show. I left at midnight. I was here, you know, for Tuesday morning a little bit. Nobody told me it was Give Brian Cashman His Flowers Day. I had no idea. I'm listening to the midday show. They're going on and on about the great Brian Cashman. People are alerting me to the idea that Evan's talking about a Brian Cashman bobblehead day. I didn't know today was the day. I would have dressed up. I would have come in. I would have figured out some way to be a part of it. If you're going to have a Brian Cashman day, how do you not let me know? Unbelievable. I'm pissed. I'm annoyed that I missed the whole day. But if we're going to throw flowers at Brian Cashman, which I do regularly, and that's why I get my reputation, let's start with Luis Hill. Because that's exhibit number A. Yeah, sure, Juan Soto. We know how great he is. I mean, we all know where he wants to play next year, and what he's going to do next year is much more important than what he's doing now, clearly. But anyone could go trade for Juan Soto, right? Exhibit number one for Brian Cashman this year, and let's just focus on the New York Yankees right now as they beat up the Minnesota Twins once again, as Stanton hits another bomb, as Judge comes through with the big double, as Luis Hill continues to be the best pitcher in the American League, as his ERA right now is 182. And that's exhibit A. I keep wanting to say number A. A is not a number. But exhibit A of this season is Luis Hill and this pitching staff for the New York Yankees. And Brian Cashman, and let's just totally be honest, when you look at it, having Luis Hill here, not going out, and I talked about this, not going out and giving Snell big-time money, who's already injured, pitching terribly, and complaining about how late he signed and how it's ruined his entire season. Or Montgomery, who's struggling, who I still think will figure it out, but is struggling to start this year. And not going out and adding to this rotation, and just going out and getting Stroman, who's been an incredible addition to this best rotation in baseball. But it's not only that, it's not trading him away. Think of all the pitchers that have left. Yes, they got him for Jake Cave as well. Who they acquired him for is another spectacular move to get Luis Hill. But if you think about, right, if we're going to talk about how this team was built, and yes, the lineup is completely rejuvenated with a healthy Stanton, who had another monster home run into the left field upper deck in last night's game to give the Yankees a more of a cushion and not force Clay Holmes into the game. But obviously, the addition of Juan Soto, Verdugo's been so important. The maturation of Exhibit B, Anthony Volpe, as we saw Carlos Correa strike out three times in this game. And no, he's not the Yankee shortstop. No, it's not a handful of these free agent shortstops that could have been, that everybody cried for, that everybody wanted. I think most Yankee fans feel pretty damn good about Anthony Volpe and the homegrown nature of this young shortstop emerging as one of the better shortstops in the American League right now. Their leadoff hitter for the next how many years? This great defensive shortstop who already has a gold glove in his back pocket. I think we're okay with Anthony Volpe. And I think we're okay with Luis Gil. And that's, you know, yes, they didn't go out and, you know, or, you know, and put him to the back burner by signing another big-time free agent. But what else did they do? Not trade him away. Think of all the pitchers. You can go back to 2 years ago's trade deadline. I know he was injured at the time. But, I mean, think of all the different pitchers that have gone through the Montas trade, the amount of pitchers sent to Oakland. And then this year, obviously, they include how many pitchers sent to Juan Soto? Sent to San Diego for Juan Soto. Michael King, oh, we're wringing our hands about Michael King. We can't believe Michael King. Who knew we had Luis Gil? Pitchers go in the Rule 5 draft. Pitchers go in the Verdugo trade. And yet they held on to this Luis Gil, who has now become the best pitcher in the American League, someone we're going to talk about here as the starter for the American League All-Star team, and someone who has rounded out this rotation and has stepped in and filled the void. I mean, let's be honest. Everyone else we knew was in this rotation. Rodon paid big money a couple years ago, had a miserable year last year. You knew you were hoping he'd have a bounce-back year, as he's having, but you knew he was in the rotation. You knew Nestor Cortez, as long as he was healthy, was in the rotation. You knew that Stroman, once he signed, is in the rotation. Who's filling in, honestly, for Gerrit Cole? Who's stepping in for that ace? Who's rounding out the rotation? This young kid who emerged with an amazing spring training, who has now stepped in, and we can give you all the different stats and the last Yankee to do this and the first Yankee in history to have this many innings with this low in ERA, this many strikeouts. I mean, I could give you numbers forever. But as we watch Gerrit Cole pitch out in Somerset, New Jersey, and we get ready for his addition back into the middle of this rotation, Luis Gil has stepped in and been the ace of this staff, been the team, another performance of what, one hit, no runs, six innings. And we're going to talk about, you know, he comes out of this game with 80-plus pitches, and when Canely gives up the home run, I'm thinking, oh, here we go. On a day that I came out last night and talked about Boone a lot and how much everybody hates him, I was like, oh, here we go. The bullpen's going to give up some runs here and either blow this game or make it close, and everyone's going to be complaining about Luis Gil coming out with 84 pitches in the seventh inning instead of realizing what's going on here. And they're going to have to. They're going to have to do things like this to get him through the season. That's where they are. This is the kind of unearthed gem they have found here, a guy who hasn't pitched over the last 2 years, and they're going to have to nurture it, and they're going to have to figure out a way to get this to the finish line. And right now, I trust Matt Blake. I trust Boone. I trust this organization as much as we've trusted it in how many years because of the way the team is playing, the way the team's been put together, the depth. What's the big problem right now? I mean, oh, Grisham sucks as the backup center fielder. That's about as much as you can find that's wrong with this team. The depth, the length of the lineup, the emergence of the young shortstop in his second year who now has a 30-game on-base streak to go along with Judge's 30-game, the longest in Major League Baseball. And Luis Gil, who is filling in for the ace who is about to arrive and make this staff even better. And as we put Luis Gil aside for a second and talk about Gerrit Cole and the idea we got to see him for the first time on a mound pitching against the, you know, legitimate, but competition for the first time this year, as he went 3 1/3 down in Somerset, New Jersey for the Patriots. 0 runs, 2 hits, 4 Ks, threw up to 97 miles an hour, talked after the game that he felt good, everything was working, threw for strikes, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's on his way. And honestly, if you want to look, and we joke about finding issues with this Yankee team, as they are now tied with Philadelphia for the best record in all of baseball. They are 2.5 games over the Baltimore Orioles. They have pretty much distanced themselves, everyone else in the division, except the Orioles. And we know they're going to the playoffs. And that's really how I look at this. I don't care, amazingly enough. I mean, when you really talk about, as I opened the show with the joking about Brian Cashman Day yesterday, if you really want to talk about the way this team was structured, and Brian Cashman pissed off in November at the GM meetings and screaming at the media in that great rant where he's throwing F-bombs and really angry at all the questions and, you know, out there defending himself on all the different moves that have happened over the last few years that both the fans and the media have gotten on him for as the team has floundered, and obviously last year 82 wins. And as you saw what he did from that moment on, and you look at this roster, we're at a point right now where I was arguing with people when Cole went down who told me this isn't a 500 team without Gerrit Cole, that the season is lost without Gerrit Cole, that they have no chance against the upstart, brilliant, young, talented, 101-win Baltimore Orioles team. They can't contend. We'll be lucky not to be 10 games out come the All-Star break without Gerrit Cole. And instead, I'm watching him pitch in Somerset, New Jersey, saying, hey, enjoy your time. Take your time. There's no need to rush. Because as much as I'll tell you that looking at this team and being, you know, trying to be fair about it, the one thing that you are concerned about, I suppose, if you have to find something, is that how likely is it that this rotation without Gerrit Cole is going to continue to pitch like this? We know how good Stroman has been over the course of his career, but we also saw what happened last year and other years. He's been injured. Last year's second half was a disaster for him, even coming back from the injury. We've seen Rodon here have back issues, right? I mean, no one asks him about it anymore. We haven't heard anything about it, but he does have what is quote-unquote chronic back issues going back to last year. We've already lost Clark Schmidt. Luis Gil, as much as I think he's excellent, he's still a young rookie pitcher. There's a possible hiccup on the way, as well as, hey, he threw four innings last year. How many innings are they going to allow him to continue to pitch for the rest of the season? So when you look at this rotation, and Nestor Cortez, same thing, kind of up and down. Last year was inability to get through the lineup the third time. How much does he have in the tank after not pitching as much last year? So when you look at this rotation, it's been so good without Gerrit Cole. It's been the best in all of baseball and such a pleasant surprise that in the back of your mind you say, okay, well, if I'm looking at this team, you know, the bullpen is a kind of no-name group, but ultimately, I mean, dating back the last 15 years, you could still look at that bullpen and say, hey, they've done a remarkable job, and certainly since Blake has gotten here, this bullpen's been incredible, and they find ways to get guys to pitch. So ultimately, it's been pretty damn good, and I have a fairly good amount of confidence that it will continue as such. The lineup is completely different with Soto and Verdugo. You got Jason Dominguez, who we'll get into more, out in the wings in case there's a falter somewhere along the line. But you got Stanton, who's healthy, hitting bombs. You got Verdugo, who's added a huge element to this team and a legitimate left fielder and an excellent defensive one. Judge and Soto in the middle of the lineup are literally Ruth and Gehrig. So, like, you feel, hey, listen, even if the lineup cools off a little bit, even if Judge isn't the greatest thing since Barry Bonds, as he's been in the month of May and the early starts of June here, I still have confidence that this lineup is good enough to score some runs and win some games. So when you look at it, as much as I am confident in the rotation, I look at it and I say, well, I mean, they have been the biggest overachieving group on this roster. And so you look at Gerrit Cole as he pitches in Somerset and you say to yourself, having said that, and let's take that for a fact, even though it's just my opinion, let's take it for a fact that that is the shakiest part of this team and something that might come back to earth and a part of the roster that is so overachieving that you want to bolster it. And certainly they need Gerrit Cole. At the same time, make sure he's right, because this team is going to the playoffs. This team is going to get there. And ultimately, as I talked about yesterday, it's not about winning this division. It's not about beating out the Orioles. It's not about having home field advantage in the playoffs. It's not about anything else but winning the World Series. That is all that is on the table. As we have the Post say, save us, Yankees. You're the only team left who can give us a championship. As we say goodbye to the Rangers, and we'll get into that later in the show as well, 888-808-1019, as we found out some of the injuries that were hampering this team. As we say goodbye to the New York Knicks, who we've said goodbye to for a while. And as we look at the Mets, who are floundering, we'll get to them as well. This is the team that is supposed to bring us a championship. It's the last bastion of hope to bring this city a championship over a collective 100 seasons of failures over the last however many years, since dating back to 2011 and the New York Giants Super Bowl run. So as we look at them and they, it's save us, we know that there's no other acceptable outcome for this team. So I don't care about Gerrit Cole rushing back. Take your time. And when he gets here, we don't need him to be last year's ace, last year's Cy Young Award winner. All they need him to do is get to the finish line pitching his best. That's all that needs to be done. Same thing with Luis Gil. That the rest of this season, because of how much I have faith in this team, and barring injuries, of course, Soto and Judge in this lineup and who they are and overall this roster, and obviously with these guys and their additions, but ultimately, the rest of this year is going to be a massage effort for this starting rotation, because all that's left, and I know this is a little bit out there, and I understand it's only June, and I understand I'm Mr. Yankee and Yankee Boy and Yankee Shill and all that, fine. We know where this team is headed. We know where it's headed. All that is left is figuring out a way, and the biggest issue this team will have as Gerrit Cole comes back and Luis Gil is on this pitch count, and I'm telling you he is. They might say he's not, and I'm sure there's no, you know, rules set in stone, but there is no way a guy who hasn't pitched in 2 years is going to throw 180 to 200 innings. They are going to have to massage this, because all that matters is not 100 wins as much as we expect them to get there. It's not winning the division as much as we expect them to certainly compete and have an excellent chance to do so. It is about having this team playing at its best come October, plain and simple. So the massage effort is on. As we watch Cole, as we see him get ready, as we know there's no rush, and then even once he gets back, there is no need to push him, there is no need to get the most out of him, there is no need to, he needs to come back and be the ace and save us. None of that. They're saved. Juan Soto and Judge have them in the embrace of their arms. There is nowhere, you know, they are Jack. They are Jack making sure that we don't drown. We're going to be fine. So they are going to have to massage this thing. But Cole coming back, Hill pitching the way he's pitching, this lineup continuing to do what it does, another 6-game winning streak, the domination of the Minnesota Twins continues, and we face the best of the best. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the super team, the offseason winner. This weekend for a real trial run to see how good the Yankees are, we know how good they are. We know how talented they are, and we know who's coming back. But ultimately, as I said yesterday, they will be measured on one thing, winning a championship. How do they get themselves to that position? How does this rotation that has been the biggest surprise of the season, that still has, in my opinion, the biggest question marks of sustaining such a level, how do they get everybody pitching? How do they keep Luis Gil? Because it's nice to have these numbers in April and May. It's nice to be considered the early Cy Young Award winner favorite. It's nice to be considered someone who we think, as a rookie sensation, could start the All-Star game, and all that's fun. But you know what? In 2022, we had the same thing. Clay Holmes was the best reliever in baseball, and they had 6 All-Stars, and Stanton was the MVP of the game. And then what happened? It's about getting to the finish line for this team, and Luis Gil isn't going to run this race wire to wire. And Cole does not have to rush back. This team is as good as there is in baseball, and that's fine for right now, but it's about keeping this level of play throughout the entire season. And as we get ready to welcome back the ace, as we continue to see this young, emerging ace at the rotation, I don't want to see him start the All-Star game. I want to see him start game 2 of the ALDS. And that's what the Yankees have to have on mind, because you know what? It's not good enough to make it to the semifinals. It's not good enough to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not good enough. There's only one acceptable answer, and it's win the World Series. And you know who's going to get them there, and you know who I'll be celebrating when they do. Brian Cashman. That's right. Yesterday was Brian Cashman Flowers Day. We'll continue to this morning because you know what? Watching this team, watching what he's put together, watching the depth, looking at who they still have waiting in the wings to return to make them even better, Brian Cashman deserves a hell of a lot of credit. And if you don't want to give it to him, shame on you. All right, then. 221. McMonagle here with you all the way to 5 o'clock. We'll start with the Yankees. We will get to the Mets and their two-game winning streak as soon as I called them dead. But that's okay. I still don't have much faith in them. Just watch the bullpen. But we could talk about them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We'll get to all the different things with the Rangers and all the different injuries that came out with them saying goodbye to their season. And then, of course, a little Rodgers, Eli Manning to get the sports radio fandom going. You want phone calls? Who's better, Rodgers or Eli? Woo!
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees, as they are the best team in baseball. Luis Gil again. I'm gonna go Sunday night. It'll be who's pitching for the? I think it's Glass now. Right? I know. I think it's gonna be Gil for the Yankees. And while I'm drawing a blank, I feel like I knew who it was. I'll double check it in a second. But I mean, right now, he's just unbelievable. And for me, as yesterday seemed to be Give Brian Cashman His Flowers Day, which, again, nobody invited me to, and I'm really upset about it because, like, I mean, that's what I do around here. We'll start with Heal and his impressiveness and just overall the job Brian Cashman did building this team right now that we love and expect to do big things. And with Cole coming back and watching Cole, like, let's be honest, like, I'm sorry. I thought it was, there's the video, and maybe we'll play some of his press game too, which I thought was awesome. Cole means business, man. And Cole, you think Cole wants to miss out on this? Last year, Cole won the Cy Young, and they were miserable. You think he doesn't want to come back to this team? That's the best team in baseball, that's playing the way they're playing, and join this rotation that's going like this? And there's the video of him, which was almost gladiator-esque. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, but the Somerset Patriots did a great job of having like a cameraman there as perfect right down the corridor or hallway or whatever coming out to the field. And it's like pitch. It was perfectly done. Like, it's really well done. They should put music to it because it's very gladiator-esque because you're staring down, you know, the crowds on either side. It's this narrow hallway. It's, you know, darkness in the back. And before you see Cole, you kind of hear the click-clack of the cleats walking on the cement, and then there he emerges from the darkness, and the fans are looking for high fives, but he ain't giving them because he means business. And if he does come back and is what he was last year, and again, he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be. And I don't want to push him either. Like, let him take his time. If it takes another month, it takes another month. This is what you get. This is the what you get for winning. This is the benefit of winning all these games. You don't have to rush these guys back. You can take your time making sure Cole is just fine. They don't need him tomorrow. They don't need him in July. It's not going to take that long. He'll be back before July, or you know, at least in July. But they don't need him. I said when he first got injured, I was more positive than a lot of Yankee fans. Believe that. Who knew? I was more positive than most Yankee fans. As long as the injury wasn't season-ending, and as long as he was going to have some time to ramp up and be ready for the postseason, I didn't care how long he was gone. Once we found out it wasn't going to be Tommy John, I didn't care. I was thrilled. That's it. He's coming back. I don't care when. Honestly, I don't care if it's at the end of August. I never cared. I still don't. Look at the way this team is playing. Yes, you want to win as many games as possible. Yes, you want to win the division. Yes, you want to make every, you know, team have to theoretically play a game 5 or a game 7 in Yankee Stadium. Yes, of course. But ultimately, they just got to be ready for the postseason. That's it. So he's going to be back, obviously, earlier than that. He's throwing 97 miles an hour already. He looks comfortable. He's going to have a couple more starts. He'll probably be back the end of June, early July. And when that happens, maybe he's a 5-inning pitcher for a while. Fine with it. Fine with it. It's ramping him up. And right now, let's be honest, who do you trust more? I mean, all right, over the course of the years, have they been too much right-handed offensively? Yes. Have they been too much into launch angle? And have they needed to make changes that I think have worked at the minor league level but have failed at the major league level sometimes? Yes. Are they a better team, and have they done more things, and do they have more contact hitters, and has Volpe's swings changed to help them, and you know, are they less reliant on the home run in many ways? Yes, 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 yes. So they needed to change offensively a little bit with their mindset. But pitching-wise, with Matt Blake and this organization, how could you not have supreme faith in whoever's in the bullpen or however they're going to get these pitchers to post? Supreme confidence. Supreme. And you, I mean, listen, I don't know how you don't feel as good about this Yankee team as possible. I feel as good about this Yankee team as I felt about any Yankee team. How could you not? But as they continue to beat the Twins, they continue on this unbelievable winning streak as Judge continues to be the best player in baseball. And as this rotation continues to just be unbelievable, and Luis Gil pitching like the best pitcher in baseball. Quite the show this Brian Cashman has given us. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Cash. I appreciate it. No one more than me. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Let's get to our early Yankee calls. Ralph in New Haven, what's up?
Hi, just calling about Aaron Judge and the Yankees.
Yes.
All right. I am not an Aaron Judge hater. I think he's a great guy.
Yes.
You're comparing him to the best player in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always compare him to Otani in the National League.
Yep.
There's a guy in Philadelphia who's been playing for quite a while. All of a sudden, he's a ghost. Okay?
I mean, you're talking about Bryce Harper, obviously?
I'm talking about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a long time.
He certainly has.
And he's also carried his team to a World Series last year and close to World Series the year before. And he also is not playing against American League team. American League division, American League is not that great this year.
Okay. I guess that's fair. I mean,
to the National League where we got to place the Braves and the
Dodgers.
And the Dodgers lineup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to knock Judge. I think he's a great player. I like him as a person.
Yeah.
Right? But all I hear about is Otani, and I hear about Judge. Bryce Harper's numbers are better than both of them.
Now you're just flat out lying. You had me for a while. You had me with maybe he's underappreciated. He's under the radar with some of these other hitters.
Call me. You want to know what it is, home runs? I'll give you exactly. He's up by 40. That's very close.
He's up by 40 on what? Are you talking about career-wise?
I'm talking about career-wise.
Yeah, he played five more years than Judge. His first year was in 2012. How about his numbers over the last 3 years? You want to do that?
He's also got 700 more hits. Is he going to catch him in hits?
He's played five more years. Who cares? Look at his numbers right now. He's got an 897 OPS. Judge has an OPS over 1,000. He's got 14 home runs. Judge has 21.
I go by RBIs, home runs, and I go by hits. Right now, he's never going to catch him in hits if he plays another.
What is that? You're talking about his career, and he's played five more years. You want to go over home runs? What are you talking about? Harper is not as good as Aaron Judge.
Harper is 350 in RBIs. He's pitched by 350 in RBIs. Before you bury
350 over the course of 5 years.
Yeah, and he's younger than Judge. He's going to play longer than Judge.
He might play longer than Judge. That's fine. I mean, listen, that's reasonable. They're roughly the same age, but he's going to have.
He's 10 times better than Bryce Harper. Right now, you can call it close.
They're not equal. Judge is a better hitter.
They're not equal.
Because Judge is better. Look at his numbers. Judge is better.
He's better in what?
Everything.
He's got to still prove it.
He's better than him in everything. Never mind the fact now he's because of his injuries, he's a first baseman. Wait, let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation.
Blew out his Achilles tendon. That's not an injury?
What?
Harper blew out his Achilles tendon. That's not an injury?
I'm talking about Harper's injuries. I was talking about Harper. If you'd stop talking for a second and listen to me, you might hear what I'm trying to tell you.
They both have bad injuries.
You're not listening to me. I wasn't trying to make the argument about their injuries career. What I'm saying is because of his arm injury, now he's a first baseman. And what I'm saying is Judge is playing a Gold Glove caliber center field while Harper is now a transition first baseman. Who's more valuable defensively?
If you want to go by
and he wasn't
way,
that good
Philly,
in the outfield anyway. Judge is a – can we talk?
Yes, we can talk.
Judge is a far superior defensive player. Has always been, and certainly now it's not even close who's the more important defensive player. So let's just start there.
I'm trying to say that in the outfield, Bryce Harper was a bum.
Didn't say that. Not as good as Judge. Not nearly as good as Judge.
Judge has better range than he had.
Judge has better range. Judge had a better arm. Judge has a more accurate arm. Judge can play center field. Bryce Harper couldn't play center field if he couldn't dream of playing
first base right now. That's two positions right now.
Oh, yeah, but first base is not as important a defensive position. It just isn't.
Okay.
They gave him a glove. They said, oh, you can't play the outfield anymore. Let's put you at first. Like, come on.
How many people transition as a catcher, as an outfielder, first baseman over the history of baseball?
Oh, I don't know. Probably about 1,000.
Thousands of them.
Yes. Thousands of them. You're right.
Right.
Yogi Berra played left field. That's my point. My point is that he's...
Go to first base? Yes or no?
What's that?
To keep Judge in the team, the way he gets hurt, you don't think they'll transition him to first? He has a chance to go to first? Yes or no?
Maybe, but not at age 31. You just said they're the same age. He's already had to make that move.
He's younger than him.
Well, they're roughly the same age. They're both 31.
But to me, saying that this guy is far above Bryce Harper.
Far above.
Not.
He is.
And he has a lot to prove.
He's much better. He's much better than Harper is. He's better than Harper.
We'll see at the end of their careers, okay? But right now in statistics, he's not even close.
He is. You're talking about compiling. I can give you a list of a million players who have more hits than Judge. Because they played longer.
700 more hits than whether 5 years or not. Do you know how many hits he has to get to catch that? With Harper still playing, his heart being younger.
Who cares about how many hits he gets? Who cares?
Who
cares about career hits? How about career home runs? How about career OPS?
Right now, he's ahead of him in career home runs.
Because he played 5 years more.
All
right, from 2017 when Judge entered the league, who has more home runs?
Judge has more home runs.
Who has more everything? Who's got the better OPS?
Does that guarantee that Judge is going to surpass him?
Who cares? I'm talking about the player right now. Why would you? Who cares? If I'm talking about the best players in baseball right now. If you were picking a team today, you had to go out there and play tomorrow for your life. Who are you picking, Judge or Bryce Harper?
I think Judge is a great player. I think he's a phenomenal player. But people put
nobody is putting Harper down. You're making it this way. All we're doing is talking up Judge. I have never once said Bryce Harper's a bum. You're calling up trying to make me put words in my mouth. Judge is the best player in baseball. If you're making it seem...
Ohtani and Judge. Like, yes. All I hear is Ohtani and Judge.
Because they're the two best players in baseball. They are better than Bryce Harper.
Currently, they are, yes.
Now, yes. Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. Over the last 3 years, over the last 3 years, they've been the better player. So is Ronald Acuña. There are other players that have been better than Bryce Harper over the last handful of years. But that's what we're talking about right now.
I understand you're talking about right now, and I totally agree with you. I'm not arguing with that point.
All right.
Okay?
All right, so who's better?
You go over the whole career. Right. Bryce Harper's career is over, and Judge is over. I guarantee to be quite
well. I'm just saying. All right, so right now, who's better, Stanton or Harper?
Harper's better than Stanton.
Well, Stanton has more home runs.
Okay.
Okay. Just letting you know.
The Yankees got Stanton. Is Stanton a bust or not? And be honest.
I wouldn't call him a bust, but certainly
the way he's played, and all of a sudden, this last month, he's played good.
Yeah.
Oh, Harper. Stanton's doing great. He's a friggin' bust.
But he's got more home runs, so he's better.
Doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying to you. Home runs doesn't matter. You can't have it both ways. You tell me, look, Bryce Harper's better. He's got more home runs. I say, look, Stanton's better. He's got more home runs. Stanton's a bum.
Better than Harper.
What?
And an all-around player.
No, of course, Harper's better. That's my point. You're giving me total home runs. So if you want to look at total home runs, Stanton's got more total home runs. So in your argument, Stanton's better. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Home runs do not define who's a better player.
You're making my point, Ralph. You called up. Wait. Just stop talking for 1 second.
Okay,
called up and said Bryce Harper's better. He's got more home runs for his career.
No, that's what you said.
And I said, what about now? What about his OPS? What about this? I go by hits and I go by home runs, and Bryce Harper has more home runs now. So then I say, okay, well, Stan's got more home runs, so he must be better than Harper. You go, oh, well, that doesn't matter. How's he played, you know, recently? Well, of course. That's my point. All right. Well, I understand that, but you're using the home run total. So when I use the home run total back at you. Yeah, but I'm just saying the home run total is such a useless argument. I just proved it useless by telling you Stanton has more home runs.
My criteria has always been RBIs for any player. That's my criteria.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been clutch enough to knock in players.
Here's my criteria for the better player.
Okay.
I have my life on the line. If I have to pick a team, and if I lose, I won't wake up tomorrow. I am picking Aaron Judge over Bryce Harper any day. That's if my life depends on it. I'm picking a team with Aaron Judge over Bryce Harper, and I don't have to think about it.
Okay, that's your choice.
Yeah.
But you want to put Bryce Harper in his prime when he played when he was younger? You want to look at his stats when he was in his first 3 or 4 years?
He had 2000.
Because he was good enough to be a player at 19 years old. It took Judge to be 24 before he broke into the majors.
That's fair.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean anything, though.
I love to watch him play. I have nothing against Yankee players. But I live in New Haven where there's it's right down the middle. There's either Boston fans or Yankees. I'm probably the only Philly fan around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And another thing, I'm saying about Stanton is, since you've got Stanton, can you really say that he's not been a bust for you guys?
Yes.
Be honest about it.
I absolutely can say he's not a bust. Underwhelming, not the MVP they traded for? Absolutely.
Underwhelming bust. In a big way, not a short way.
Well, he's been hurt a lot, but he's also been their best postseason player. He also hit 6 home runs in the 2020 postseason. He had a 3-run home run to beat Cleveland in Game 5. He carried them to the playoffs in 21, and then in that wild card game in Fenway, hit 2 balls off the wall and was the only guy who showed up. So I can't call him a bust because he's been their biggest clutch player.
I'm not saying he's a bum, but he's not. For what they pay for him and what he's done.
Well, I mean,
Yankees,
the Marlins pay a lot of their money, but yes.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying, don't get me wrong. I love the players in Florida.
Here's what I don't like about the conversation and the way you handle it, Ralph. And I respect you. I don't mean to say it that way.
Here's my problem, because
when I give you a fact that contradicts or goes against what you're saying, like you transition it into like, well, I've not like I, you know, into sort of like I'm not saying that. Like that's exactly what you're saying. It's exactly what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, if you could put Judge and Harper in the same sentence, they're very comparable.
That's fine. No one said you couldn't put them in the same sentence.
Hall of Famers.
They're both Hall of Famers. They're both great players. I can put them in the same sentence. Sure, he's won multiple MVPs. He's had 2 seasons that compare to Judge's career. Like, that's all I'm saying. Every year of Judge is better than all but 2 years of Harper. And right now, it's not it's really not that close right now. The last handful of years, like currently, in 2022, Harper had an 80, and I know you go by hits. I'm sorry, I don't. I go by OPS, all right, because he only played 99 games in 2022, so I'm not going to compare hits. Judge played 150. Why would I compare hits? I compare OPS, which is how they do when they play. How do they get on base? How much do they hit the ball hard and slugging percentage? That's it. He had an 877 OPS. Do I have to give you Judge's when he hit 62 home runs and had the greatest offensive season and something that nothing Harper ever has done can compare to? He had an 877 OPS. You want to see how many years Judge had an 877 OPS? In 2023, last year he played 126 games. He had an OPS of 900. Do you want to see how many seasons Judge has had an OPS of 900? And this year, he's played 56 games, which is pretty much the whole season. He's got an OPS of 897. Judge has gotten beat by over 100 points. Watch the games. Bryce Harper is a Hall of Famer. Bryce Harper is a great player. Bryce Harper is not Aaron Judge. And over the last 2 or 3 years, he's not Shohei Ohtani. Never mind the pitching. Just the hitting. He's not Shohei Ohtani. He's a great player. He's won multiple MVPs. He's been playing since he was 19 years old. He is a stud. You can't tell the story of this generation of baseball without mentioning Bryce Harper's name. He is a great, great player. He is not Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is better. You want to compare him to Juan Soto? Better comparison. Probably. Aaron Judge is better in every way. In every way. Mitchell in Queens. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. That previous call was painful. I mean, if we're just being honest, if you wanted to make an argument that Bryce Harper is maybe a clutcher player, which I don't think there's enough.
No, well, he had a nice postseason last year until he allowed the Arizona Diamondbacks to come from behind and beat them. Not that he allowed, but you know what I'm saying. He took the Phillies to the World Series, but here's the biggest thing. Let's be honest. The Washington Nationals were known for great regular seasons and then falling on their face in the postseason until he left. And then they won the World Series. And Philadelphia, while the last 2 years have been special, his career overall in the postseason hasn't been as good as it's been the last 2 years. Now, we'll see if Judge ever has the last 2 years that Harper had. But as of right now, he's had bigger moments than Judge has had in the postseason. Can't argue that.
So there's 2 points that I just want to make. I'm just saying I'm a Mets fan. So there's no love lost for either player, but I have respect for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Bryce Harper's a top 10 player in baseball. I don't think that's a crazy take.
No, right this year, currently, right now, or even through the last, like 2021, he obviously won the MVP. He was certainly one of the top. But since
right now, the top 10 players in baseball, I don't think he's a top 10 player in baseball.
Right now, this season, there's a very good chance he's not. I'd have to look at it. I'm trying to think.
You take the three guys on the Dodgers right away. You're not going to tell me that Ronald Acuna, maybe not.
Well, he's injured.
Matt Olson, whatever. The point is that there's plenty of guys. The outfielder, he's flipping my name now, the right fielder.
Well, I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, there's a lot of guys right now who would have to put ahead of him.
When we boil it down to it, he's going to be on the fringe. He'll be right at 9.
Well, right now he's got the 13th best OPS. And considering who he is, I mean, I think he's right there. I think you could probably make an argument he's outside the top 10. You could probably make a very compelling argument he's inside the top 10. But,
yeah,
I mean, Judge is in the top three, so that's the difference.
I would agree. I see, the one thing that I would just push on that for, and the one guy who I don't think gets enough credibility year to year because of just his consistency, and especially what he's doing this year as Mookie Betts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. Meaning, if you're telling me before a year, who would I rather have? It's probably Mookie Betts. But once I know Aaron Judge is healthy, I'll take Aaron Judge. Because I know before a year I'm going to get a full year out of Mookie Betts. I don't know if I'll get that out of Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I guess that's fair. That you just, I mean, Judge's health history is what it is. So, I mean, even last year, he missed a ton of games running into the wall. Mookie Betts also can play he's one of the best, if not the best, right fielders in the game. He could play second base. Now he's playing shortstop. I mean, he could play center. I mean, Mookie Betts is a world-class player. If you're going to really make an argument you'd rather have Mookie Betts, I would tell you I understand the health reasons. But again, for me, if both are healthy, Aaron Judge is the best hitter in the world. He's the best hitter in the world. And if Ohtani is pitching, he's the best player in the world. Ohtani's not pitching, so Judge happens to be the best player in the world. And I would rather have him up in a big spot. And you want to talk about playoffs. I understand he's now won two championships, Mookie Betts. I get that. And he wasn't the MVP. He was pretty good with the Red Sox throughout that run. I'd have to see if he was dominant. I don't remember him being bad, but I mean, Steve Pierce won the World Series MVP. He didn't jump off the page to me. Not that I remember. Numbers are not good in 18. In 20 with the Dodgers, I think he was pretty good. But since then, he's atrocious in October. Yeah, 22 on, he's been terrible in the postseason. Terrible. That's part of the reason why they've been unsuccessful in the postseason and lost to lesser teams. He's been even worse than Judge has been. But he's got two championships, and he is as versatile as they come. I mean, he is. Mookie Betts is a great, great player, and it would be a much better conversation than Bryce Harper. But no one's ever put down Bryce Harper. I don't know why that guy needed to call up and say, why are we putting down Bryce Harper? Nobody did.
So full disclosure there, he said that to me. He's like, I keep hearing this guy say, and I'm like, I don't think it's, you know, maybe I've missed a couple shows and I'm not working with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever compared Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper. So he got mad. I was like, you have anything else? And he said, I'm annoyed that people keep calling Luis Gil the best pitcher in baseball when the Phillies have a guy in Ranger Suarez and everything he's doing. Like, all right, fine.
Fair.
Clearly you're annoyed that on WFAN we talk about the New York teams.
Yeah.
But whatever, Gil and Suarez, like maybe there's a conversation there.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you picked him up, he went right to Judge and Harper.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't think I've ever even compared them. I mean, I call Judge the best. Because he is. And I really don't think it's debatable. Like, Judge is, if you look at, you know, when healthy over the last three years specifically, I mean, when healthy, he's the best hitter in baseball. It's not close.
This year, only Soto and Ozuna are even within 100 points of him in OPS.
Yeah. And he was terrible in April. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. And I said this too. Like, I saw the guy with MLB Network, like their main host, I always forget his name.
Brian Kenny?
No. Matt? I forget it. I'll look at it again because I retweeted it. I believe he's a Yankee fan. And he talked about how he's the best player the Yankees have had since Mickey Mantle. And he's not wrong. I've seen and I got a bunch of blowback on A-Rod, which I found hilarious because every Yankee fan can't stand the guy. But I've watched every single year of Alex Rodriguez's career. And I pretty much watched every damn at-bat he ever had as a Yankee. And I defend him constantly. And I've seen, and I talk about 09 and how he wasn't the World Series MVP because Matsui did go crazy in that series. But he was the ALCS MVP. I don't think it should have been CeCe Sabathia. He carried them against the Angels. He carried them against Minnesota. And then he was still very damn good in the World Series. Matsui just happened to go off. He was the driving force. He had game-tying bottom of the ninth inning home runs. He was unbelievable in that postseason and is the main reason. We are not talking about a Yankees organization that hasn't had a World Series victory since 2000. No doubt. Judge is better. Certainly as a Yankee. I mean, there's just no doubt. The guy is just, he's unbelievable. That year, I mean, A-Rod's 2007 was special. Pales in comparison to what Judge did a couple years ago. And honestly, you look at the offensive numbers, they are down across the board. He is doing it in a time when typically, since 2019, the offense has declined, the strikeouts are up, the pitchers are throwing harder than ever, the bullpens are better than ever, ever. Like, everybody who comes out of the bullpen throws 97. You don't have a job if you can't throw 97 or throw some kind of unbelievable breaking ball, have some sort of pitch that's devastating. I mean, back in the day, we talk about the 98 Yankees and how they would just try to get to the underbelly of a bullpen. They don't, underbellies of bullpens don't exist. I mean, yeah, there's a guy or two, but I mean, for the most part, everybody comes out of a bullpen throwing 97 miles an hour. I don't know if it's ever been harder to hit a baseball. And yet he's doing things that Alex Rodriguez didn't do. He is the best player. And I know Derek Jeter, and again, he's not the best Yankee because he has no championships. Derek Jeter's a better Yankee. He was the captain for forever. He's won multiple championships. He was great World Series MVP against the Mets. He's not a better Yankee than Derek Jeter. He's not a better Yankee than Mariano Rivera. He's not a better Yankee than Bernie Williams. He's not a better Yankee than any of those guys yet. He has no championships. You can't be in the better Yankee. But flat out, the best player, he's the best player to wear the uniform since Mickey Mantle. He's better than Don Mattingly. He's better than Dave Winfield. He's better than Reggie Jackson. He's better than anybody. I mean, and he's better than Bryce Harper. Sorry to break it to you. 256, McBonagle here with you on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Didn't see the show taking that kind of direction. We'll see if it continues. I'll take your calls. As Craig used to say, I'll be your Huckleberry. Go tell me a player who's better. I'd like to go find one. Good luck.